This is my first seminar here in Heidelberg, so I don't have much to compare it with. But I think Professor Berg does a fantastic job of explaining things. Don't you think so?
Yes. I never thought that learning about Europe's market economy in such detail would be so interesting. I'm glad I signed up for his seminar.
Say, should we do our oral report together? Professor Berg said we could do it with a partner.
Sure. Maybe we can do something where you present the British side and I do the German side.
That's a good idea. Like what?
Well, what about the euro? I remember how much of a bother it was last year when I visited London and had to exchange money. It would be so much easier if you just used the euro too, like the rest of Europe.
Well, yeah, it is comfortable to not have to exchange money when you travel, but that's just one simple reason for using the euro. There are a lot of reasons for not using the euro too, you know.
But wait, I'm not just talking about making life comfortable for tourists. I mean price transparency in general, like Professor Berg talked about last week. Remember he said that a single currency would make it more difficult for companies to get away with charging artificially high prices for goods and services in the UK. Everything is so expensive in London. And with improved competition in the Eurozone, the result will ultimately be lower prices and better value for consumers.
But price transparency won't lower prices, Annette. Even if consumers know that something is cheaper in another country, they'll still more likely buy it at home in the shop around the corner. And besides, prices are already transparent. All you need is a calculator.
Do you want to walk around London with me holding a calculator? Don't tell me you wouldn't be embarrassed. But listen, if the EU did have a single currency, at least the prices would be more in harmony.
I don't buy that argument either. The whole of the UK uses the same currency, and there are still differences in prices in the different regions. It must be the same in Germany too. Prices depend on taxes and the costs of labour, property and transportation, right?
Well, of course it can't happen overnight. The EU is a process. It's evolving.
And the evolving EU is dominated by the Germans. No offence, Annette. And the French. We don't want the rest of the EU to tell us what to do.
But that's exactly why Britain should join in, so that it has some influence on the course of events. Just look at the history of the EU, Sarah. Britain has been this cautious and hesitant at almost every stage of EU development. And then later you decide that, yes, you should get involved. Exchanging the pound for the euro doesn't mean surrendering your political independence, you know. But think about how powerful the eurozone could become.
Okay, the eurozone could maybe become one of the most powerful economic zones in the world. And yes, collectively we could have greater influence in trade negotiations with other economic zones. But even if Britain did adopt the euro, we would still only be one voice in 12. Right, and if the eurozone expands to the east, Britain's influence will only become more diluted. How can we be sure that the decisions made won't damage our interests?
Well, maybe you have to look at joining the eurozone as the lesser of two evils. Alone, Britain won't have any clout when it comes to negotiating with the giant economies of America and Asia. The giants, including the eurozone, will just make deals among themselves to suit their own interests. Britain will become an outsider.
Okay, but our politicians need to listen to their constituents. The people in the UK just don't want a federal Europe, and you know that's where a single currency is leading. The electorate wants political power on a local level.
Yeah, the turnout at your elections for the European Parliament is very low.
The people are worried about problems at home, about how to improve the health service and transport systems. We don't need even more bureaucracy.
But to pay for the improvements, you need money. And the longer you prolong your indecision regarding the euro, the more jobs will be lost. And then how will you finance these long-term improvement projects?
You know what, Annette? I think we found our topic.
Yeah, Professor Berg should have been here listening to us right now.
Let's talk to him next Wednesday after the seminar.
Good idea.